Time once again for our Ask Dale segment here on Okanagan Country Radio, and we have Dale Swedberg back in the studio with us. Welcome, Dale.
Thank you, Becky. Glad to be back.
And of course, Dale is the Lands Operations Manager for the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife Lands here in Okanagan County. And Dale, this week, you know, we're coming into that time we're hearing a lot about legislative assembly days were going on. They've been holding hearings and things like that. And one of the big topics as we go into the legislative session is going to be budget. And my understanding is that the governor has asked for a 5% reduction in a budget proposal, in the upcoming budget proposal. He's asking for a 5% reduction across the board for state agencies. So my question is, how is that going to impact Fish and Wildlife Lands and the Fish and Wildlife Program here in Okanagan County if you have to take that kind of a reduction?
It's not going to have any significant direct impacts on the lands program and lands operations here in Okanagan County, other than the PILT payments. And the PILT payments are, and payment in lieu of taxes are what those are. And state lands make these PILT payments, as they're called, in lieu of ad valorem taxes, which private property owners pay.
Property taxes, basically.
Yeah, property taxes. The funds for the PILT payments come out of general funds, and the general funds are the operating budget that comes from taxpayer dollars, basically.
So that would be where the tax cuts would come from,
right,
then. So,
right.
But those dollars actually go to, like, Okanagan County, yes, for example, into the county's coffers. So
right.
The impact to the lands operations, though, why won't those be impacted?
Because the lands operations are funded through federal dollars for the Sinlehiken and the Met Hal Wildlife Areas. Those federal dollars are Pittman-Robertson dollars. There was an act passed in 1937 that imposed a federal excise tax on firearms and ammunition. And those funds were, in fact, used initially to make the initial purchases on of the Sinlehiken lands and the Met Hal Wildlife Area lands. And those funds continue to be available to the Department of Fish and Wildlife for operating of both the Met Hal and the Sinlehiken wildlife areas. The Scotch Creek Wildlife Area operates from Bonneville Power Administration dollars. And the Bonneville Power Administration seeks habitat credits or compensation for habitat losses due to the damming of the rivers and
so mitigation dollars,
right,
basically.
Right, mitigation dollars. So those are not subject to this budget reduction request by the governor. However, the department does have to request authority from the legislature to be able to spend those funds. The reduction would only apply to the PILT payments.
So we were talking before a little bit about the budget and kind of how that breaks down, but not all of the Department of Fish and Wildlife is run under, say, Pittman-Robertson dollars. There are other programs within the department that would be impacted by that.
Yes. The general fund dollars that would be impacted by the 5% reduction would impact the fish management program, business services, the enforcement program, and the licensing program, and the habitat program, as well as the capital assets and management program. And they would definitely take a pretty significant hit out of their budget. And that equates to 4 or 8 fish and wildlife officers.
Statewide. We're
yes,
not talking
statewide.
Just Okanagan County.
Right.
Statewide.
No, that would be more than state count than Okanagan County could withstand, because we only have, I believe, 4 officers at this time. There's hatcheries that would be closed as a result. There would be the habitat program, which does the regulatory services, does the hydraulics permit application reviews forest practices applications, and development and shorelines and all of that stuff.
And those would actually have impacts on the public, because those, you know, if you're applying for a permit because you have a project you want done, you don't want the staff that's going to be reviewing those to be cut back.
Right, or not be able to review it in a timely manner because there isn't enough staff to do the reviews. The other programs in the Department of Fish and Wildlife would definitely feel the impact much more so than the lands program.
Are there other programs or things that are in the Department of Fish and Wildlife that are not impacted by general revenue dollars?
Right, there is counterpart to the Pittman-Robertson Act. It's called the Dingell-Johnson Act, which generates federal excise taxes from sale of fishing rods, fishing tackle, and so forth. Those funds are used in part for managing our access sites to pay for the person that goes around and cleans the access sites and maintains the access sites. The other, there's another user fee that is generated from the sale of hunting and fishing licenses, which is the license and tag sales. That's a direct income to Fish and Wildlife. And then the Discover Pass, which people that don't buy a hunting or fishing license but do want to use Fish and Wildlife lands, and it's also required if they're using DNR lands or state park lands as well. But the Discover Pass is another fund source that is a user fee based, basically.
So basically all the user fee categories, basically the Pittman Robertson and Dingle Johnson, and then, you know, sales of licenses and fees, those are not impacted by the budget cuts.
No, those wouldn't be impacted. It'd be the Department of Fish and Wildlife's share of the general funds.
So recreation may not take as big a hit as other areas in the...
No, I wouldn't anticipate that. You know, in keeping the wildlife lands open for business, it wouldn't impact our operations.
All right. Well, a little insight. It'll be interesting to see as the budget rolls its way through the supposedly 105-day session. We'll see how that all works.
And it's also, you know, this is just the operating budget. There is a capital budget, too. This information is actually available on the Department of Fish and Wildlife website. In the there's a section on budget and what the budget request is. So there's some pretty large documents there if anybody wants to get into the Fish and Wildlife website and wants to do a lot of boring reading.
Some of us number crunchers kind of like that, though.
Yeah.
All right, well, and you can check that out at wdfw.wa.gov.
Yes.
And, of course, if you have a question for this segment that you would like Dale to answer for you, you can send those to askdale@komw.net. You can phone them into the studios at 826-0100, or you can fax those to us at 826-3929. So thanks for coming in this week, Dale, and talk with you next week.
Yes, you do the same.